If we couldn't smoke the whole pack in one sitting, we'd hide them under a fallen tree, just like the dirty magazines we sometimes found there. We would repent, predictably, and promise God never to do it again, though we knew we would be back. But you couldn't be taking that kind of stuff home with you, and it was hard to escape the deep uneasiness that it might somehow follow you and disrupt the warm goodness of family dinners, saying grace and singing hymns and hugging Mama goodnight. It was no accident that our father had made the leap from cigarettes to sex. This seemed appropriate. Sin was sin, whether you smoked it or just peered at it with the fearful awe that gives way to the dry tightness in your throat and the strange stiffening in your pants. Sex was sinful, and sin was sexual. Both of them were inextricably bound up with race, which was something we all knew. The way we knew that Robert E. Lee was a hero and North Carolina was the basketball capital of the world. I could not help but notice that grown-ups always talked about both race and sex in exactly the same whispered tones. Hymns we sang in church promised that the blood of Jesus would wash our sins as white as snow, cleanse our souls of one dark blot, or help our dark passions to subdue. And I knew, without knowing how I knew, that the color line throbbed with sexual taboo. Segregation, I understood without ever having been told, existed to protect white womanhood from the abomination of contact with uncontrollable black men. Whites who questioned segregation confronted the inevitable and, for most people, conclusive cross-examination. Would you want your daughter to marry one? The answer never came, and it never had to come. Everybody knew that that would be the most horrible thing imaginable, because interracial sex was inherently pornographic, unnatural, and perverted. If sex was sinful, interracial sex was the most sinful, and therefore the most sexual, that sex could get. And the worst abomination of all, of course, was sex between a black man and a white woman. It was that sin, or the faint hint of it, that got Dickie Mara murdered. When I was growing up, many whites assumed that race mixing in schools would lead to rampant interracial sexual activity, and that the death of the white race would inevitably follow. White purity and white power were...